Kentucky Lake and Barkley, Sardis, Ross, Burnett, Toledo Bend, Rayburn, and Conroe, he won't forget. He loved Lake of the Ozark.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. I was having so much fun listening to the music, I forgot where I was. Hey, Grizz, I guess you know we have a very special guest in this first segment. We have Betty from Ladies Let's Go Fishing out in Florida. Yeah, we're going to find out a little bit about Florida, fishing in Florida, and maybe some of the stuff that Ladies Let's Go Fishing, what's Betty's up to?
Music, Betty and I were having a very nice conversation.
Well, don't let me slow you down.
We were calling over the phone.
Okay.
Well, Betty, you were telling me that there's some the fishing's on and off, but what is the hot fish right now?
Well, it depends if you're inshore and offshore and where you're fishing, but the tuna are biting pretty well in the Keys. Friends come back with some nice-sized black fins. And inshore, the redfish are biting pretty well, and then snook season just opened up there on the West Coast. So, that's why we do Ladies Let's Go Fishing all over Florida, because different parts of Florida have different fish that, you know, bite on different things.
Yeah, of course. And you're out of Inamorata, right?
Well, I'm located in West Fort Lauderdale, but our next event will be in Inamorata, known as the Sport Fishing Capital of the World. And that's because you can go offshore for fantastic fishing on one side, and on the other side, inshore for fantastic fishing for different kinds of fish.
You know, Betty, I fished there an awful lot in Inamorata. In fact, I used to take my Winnebago and just park it there at Stu App's house. And that's when Jose Wahevi was a little boy, and we used to just fish both sides. Like you were saying, it was just great fishing.
Well, you got some winter friends there, and as a matter of fact, Stu Apt is going to be our fly fishing speaker at our Ladies Let's Go Fishing University in the Keys, November 15th through the 17th. A big treat for the ladies.
Oh, just to know him. He's my mentor. When you see him, tell him the Grizz loves him. And ask him to tell you the story about how I saved his life in Montana. True story.
Wow. You know, I will tell him. I think that's going to be a real honor, you know, for those ladies to learn from him.
Now, Grizz, of course, we know all your stories are true. That goes without saying.
But no, but you ask Stu, he'll tell you.
Okay. Betty, give us a quick idea. You know, we talked a little bit about what's available in Florida. If you have any particular things, Florida's got a lot of water. Do you ever do anything besides salt water?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I was just up in Central Florida, and we went fishing for bass. I don't do that a whole lot, but, I wanted to learn some techniques because there's a lot of peacock bass here down in South Florida. I see them when I'm horseback riding, and I'm like, man, I wish I had a fishing pole.
A quick interjection. I believe that they introduced peacock, and from what I understand, in some of the canals and waterways in Miami, you can catch peacock bass right next to the high-rise.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of places, you know, behind people's homes, you know, in the canal systems. There's a lot of them. People come here just
for that. But they're butterfly, aren't they? They're butterfly peacocks?
Peacock
bass. The smaller ones?
I don't catch a whole lot of them I am better at saltwater, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, let's talk.
Yeah, because what's a big one now?
It's 8 inches or something like that. I'm just getting into freshwater fishing.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit more about some of the saltwater fishing. And I understand you've got a lot of adventures behind you and a big one in front of you.
Oh, yeah. And saltwater fishing, the sailfish are going to, sometime in the, they start showing up in the fall. And with them are all usually some wahoo and some dolphin. As you go up the east coast of Florida, we like to fish for the big fish like sailfish, tuna, wahoo, and dolphin, usually in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, down to the Keys, because the Gulf Stream goes further away from land the further north you get in Florida. So right here, we can catch them right out front inside of buildings, and in the Keys, too, you can catch them in pretty close. But as you go further up, like, say, towards Jacksonville, you've got maybe an hour or two run out to the Gulf Stream. So, you know, like those kind of fish, kind of stay where the Gulf Stream is close if you want to spend more time fishing and less time boating.
Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, we want to hear a little bit about your upcoming trip that you mentioned.
Great. We have a weekend program where ladies can learn how to fish in a non-intimidating environment called Ladies Let's Go Fishing. It's the No Yelling School of Fishing, and we have, you know, the things ladies like to. We also have parties, you know, we have lunch with the fishing fashion show, you know, we've got the hands-on down and dirty how to fish, and a chance for them to go on charter boats. So it starts like Friday night. We have a networking party and a MasterChef appetizer contest, and Saturday we have sit-down classes on inshore, offshore, bottom, and fly fishing, and different levels, beginner and advanced. And then we have the lunch, and after that, we have the hands-on training. So they can cast, they could do spin casting, net casting, how to tie their knots, drive a boat, back a trailer, learn how to put the lures on, how to release fish with dehookers, how to vent fish. And outside we have cast, you know, the cast nets, and also gaffing grapefruits, and how to reel under heavy pressure using their hips and legs instead of their arms, and then that wraps up with an auction. And then Sunday we have charter boats, so they can fish inshore, offshore, from a party boat, or from guided kayaks.
Man, I need to go to that. I bet I could learn something.
Even if you know it all, let me tell you what. I've been doing this. We have 7,000 graduates. We were 17 years into it. I learned something new at everyone. Everybody's got a new tip or a new way of doing it that I haven't heard before.
Exactly right. I mean, the person that knows it all doesn't know anything.
You're right. When you stop learning, you haven't learned.
That's right. Well, man, that sounds so interesting. And then you said, like, Stu App's going to be there.
Yep, he's going to be doing fly fishing. And
tarpon fishing.
Yeah, we're excited to have him. And then we also have Rick Rodriguez, Bob Jones, and we have Brittany Novolsky from Florida Sportsman. She's going to be helping us with the cast nets and fish bedding. So we have a, you know, nice rounded out curriculum for these ladies. So their heads will be full. And then Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation will be there as well, showing fish release and such. And then Lee Lavery is going to do fishing basics, like what is pound test, difference between spinning and conventional reels. You know, we'll have a guy showing them how to put their line on and, you know, how to repair their reels. It's really a full comprehensive course.
Betty, we probably going to have to bring you back and get a report after your next trip. You said you're going to Africa, and you want to just kind of mention real quickly some of the things you're going to be seeing, and then maybe we can get a report when you get back.
Yeah. We're going to be, you know, looking for animals, you know, impala, giraffe, zebras. It'll be pretty exciting, my first time. And in the meantime, we're getting ready for next year, ladies, let's go fishing, because we've got one in Fort Myers, Mat Lache on the Gulf side, one in Fort Lauderdale, South Florida, and then the last one I'm working on either Treasure Coast Stewart or maybe Jacksonville.
And what part of Africa are you going to?
I'm going to South Africa, flying into Johannesburg, and we'll be on a private preserve, and it's just going to be us walking around, driving around, looking for animals. You know, it'll be a.
Are you hunting or taking pictures?
Both.
Well, we'd be doing both. Some of them may be hunting.
I've
like
been down there a lot and done both.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I said, I've been there a lot. I've spent a lot of time in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could use some tips.
There you go.
It's my first time. I'm kind of green to it, and
yeah.
I don't know what to expect, but I'm sure I'll have a lot of stories.
Okay. Well, that does sound very exciting. We want to talk to you when you get back from that. We're going to have to wrap up this section. Grizz and Betty, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio, but real quickly, Betty, your email at Ladies Let's Go Fishing.
Fish at ladiesletsgofishing.com. Website is ladiesletsgofishing.com. It's got our phone number. Call us, email us. We're here.
Ladiesletsgofishing.com. Perfect. Thank you, Betty. We'll be talking to you soon.
Talk to you later, Betty.
Tight lines.
Grizz, we're going to have to go. I'm sure we're going to. Oh, let's go down to Costa Rica as soon as we get back. How's that sound? Okay, you are listening.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have Mike, a.k.a. the Grizz Ritz, out of La Paz on ASOB Online.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-383-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep-sea adventure by calling 805-383-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world-famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040. 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja. Great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espirito Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
It's a beautiful day. What do you say? Let's go fishing. What a wonderful way to spend the day. Just a fishing. The water on the lake is smooth as butter. Let's go fishing. The water on the lake is smooth as glass. We might catch a sunny, we might catch a bass. Oh, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say?
Come on, let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have Mark from the Americana Sport Fishing in San Jose, Costa Rica. That's going to give us a little bit of an idea of what's going on down there. And I'm sure Grizz is going to want to hear about that also. So, Mark, why don't you come in and join us? And
Hi, John.
Grizz,
how are you?
I know you know almost everything, but I'm sure Mark can teach us a little bit about Costa Rica.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about it. Let's talk about Costa Rica, Mark.
Okay, what do you want to know? It's a great place to come down any time of the year. Right now, it's raining a little bit. This is a rainy season, but there are fish here all the time, especially on the Pacific coast. It's been tremendously good in the south.
Well, I think, in my experience of fishing down there, is if anybody wants to catch a sailfish on a fly, Costa Rica is a place to be. Am I right, Mark?
You are right. There are some really fine captains, experienced fly fishing guides, and there are usually sails around. The best time, of course, depends on the season. For instance, right now the sailfish season is up north in the North Pacific, but starting November they begin to come down in the South Pacific and move up. And by mid-February, as John knows well, there are lots of sails in the Central Pacific where he's gone before to Capos and Las Sueñas Marina.
Well, that's great. Well, right now, for example, what do you got a lot of?
Okay, up north, sails. Down south, in Golfito and other areas, there are marlin and good marlin bite. Everybody's been catching marlin. They're 250-pound blues are pretty regular, have been for the last 2 weeks or so.
Really? Now,
yes.
Now I fish a lot of blues up here in Cobble. And how do you fish? Do you fish the same spread as we do up north?
Yeah, basically 90%, 95% is trolling.
It's trolling with skirted lures?
Right.
Okay. And do you ever pitch to them, like have live bait, when you catch them up sunny
and
pitch out to
them? Yeah, but most captains will do that basically if the clients ask for it. If the clients don't ask for it, they're usually with skirt lures. But that depends.
Oh, okay. So then right now you got a lot of blues.
You got a lot of blues right now.
And anything else?
Well, up north there were sales for the last week or so. It's tapered off a bit. They're always Wahoo Dorado. It's been a good year for Wahoo, better than I can remember for the last 4 or 5 years. They've seen bunches of Wahoo. Dorado?
Now, we have not had a good year for Wahoo up here in Cobble or La Paz. There's been far and few between. I'm hoping they'll be up here soon, but right now it's like 5 or 6 caught in a week only.
Really?
So it just hasn't been happening.
Well, maybe they'll come up the coast and get to where you guys are.
Yeah, well, we'd like to see them. They're a good table fare, that's for sure. And they're fun to catch. They sure know how to run, don't they?
They sure
now,
do.
Now, your Dorado, do they get any size down there?
Yeah, Dorado gets size. I mean, the average Dorado is about 25 to 35 pounds, but lots of 50, 60, and 75-pound Dorados in this area.
Now, that is a big, you're talking about 60-pound, 50-pound, that are big Dorados.
And
you catch them the same way, just
fight.
Trolling like you would be for sailfish
yep.
or for marlin.
Yep. Yeah, you have to, you look for what I like to call the garbage lines. I suppose most people like to call them the reed lines. But you look for floating logs, the garbage lines out, especially after some rain, and that's where they congregate.
Hey, Grizz.
Yeah, same. I think that's worldwide. Find a log floating, and you almost guarantee you're going to have Dorados.
Hey, Grizz, there's something else down there that you'd be interested in, too. They've got a lot of roosters, and they're inshores and a lot of
absolutely.
Them.
Costa Rica is a great place for roosters, and interestingly enough, the best roosters are in the north and the south. Not as big in the central, you get some big ones, but the north and the south, great place for roosters, great place for huge grouper and Cabera snapper as well.
And Mark, the good thing about those is you don't have to travel very far and spend a lot of time.
Well, you don't have to travel very far out. You might have to go up along the coast a little bit, but it's bottom fishing, lots of action, and hey, listen. You get lots of good meals out of them.
Mark, another question for you. You have such beautiful beaches down there and a lot of resorts that are right on the beaches. Is it possible to do any shore fishing?
Yeah, you can do shore casting. I mean, that's up to you. I tell a lot of clients, hey, have a little space and you want to bring a rod and reel and some casting gear. That's lots of fun. You can surf cast off the beaches or along the rocks. That's up to you. There are a lot of smaller fish, but especially small snapper, grouper. In some of the areas, you'll get some snook, but that depends on the tide. Snook are basically on the other side, on the Caribbean side. That's where your big snook runs are. And they start in September, October, and they go through to the end of December, January.
That's when the tarpon are in, aren't they?
Yep, tarpon right now. We had some clients out for 3 days, Tortuguero last weekend, and they boated 18 tarpon, 10 small shark, and 2 barracuda.
Man, wow. What a day.
No, that's over 3 days, but even so.
Oh, well, that's still three. What a 3 days.
That's 3 days,
incredible.
But this, what they voted was that, and I don't know what they missed, but they were voting about what
I'm sure they missed three times that on the tarpon.
Yep, and just over, up north of that, out of Rio Indio Lodge in Nicaragua, which is just 20 miles over the border, a group got over 3 days, they got 41 tarpon, and one of them was 240 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow.
Took them almost three hours to boat. Big fish.
No, how do they catch those, Mark?
Jigging, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I saw a video about somebody catching a big one with a spinning rod from the shore.
Yep. Listen, they do that. You can do that because they come into the river mouths as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's do that. The bigger ones are about 500, 600 yards offshore, right? But you can get the big ones. Listen, some people even go after tarpon on the fly. Most captains and guides used 20 and 30 pound test.
Mm-hmm. Mark,
that's how I fish for tarpon.
Mark, let's take a little bit of a break and play a travel agent or tourist guide. Give us kind of a quick overview. San Jose is up at the top of the mountains, and you can drop down to the Pacific or the Caribbean side. But kind of give us an idea, especially, you know, I like the Pacific side myself, but along the coast and some of the different areas, if you fly into San Jose, you can, you know, drive down to Capos and Hucco. And then continue down. Can you give a description?
Okay, well, from San Jose, the closest fishing destination is Los Sueños, which is Jaco. It's about a 90-minute drive down there. It's a nice drive, goes through some nice areas. Then you drive further down along the coast. You're in Capos, and in Capos there's a world-famous tourist attraction outside of fishing, which is Manuel Antonio National Park, which is a small park number of animal and bird species, beautiful green. Then you keep driving down. You drive south to Dominical, and south of Dominical, all through to Golfito, is one of the nicest stretches of the country. Beautiful along the coast.
Well,
just gorgeous.
It's Costa Rica, of course, it's not just one big jungle. You know, especially when you go up higher up elevations, you know, where they grow the coffee and such, it's not so much of a tropical area. And Costa Rica, because of the mountains down the middle, you've got a lot of different climates. But if you want to go down to the Pacific side and just kind of drive south, that would be a great drive.
It's a wonderful drive. Listen, what a lot of people do, we send people fishing, let's say, to Golfito, which is way in the south, which is where Bobby McGinnis fishes. He's one of the world's best-known anglers.
Well, it sounds like a place for the whole family.
If you want to take the family, great place to go is Manuel Antonio Capos. Beautiful area. It's about a 2.5-3 hour drive from San Jose. Nice sheltered beaches and an excellent established sports fishing fleet.
Well, that sounds like a great place to go. And it's not that expensive anymore, is it? It's kind of reasonably priced now, right?
Well, it's reasonable. Listen, the thing is, it's not expensive. Boats are a little bit more expensive than they are, let's say, in Cabo, because here right now, diesel is over $6 a gallon at the pump.
Really?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We're just about out. If you wouldn't mind, Mark, give us some quick information for Americana.
Okay, Americana Sport Fishing. Look either on your internet, AmericanaSportFishing.com, or FishCostaRica.com. You can find us, or you can call us toll-free from the 1-800-407-9438. Hopefully, John, we'll do some trips together.
There, we'll do that. And that's AmericanaSportFishing.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, we're gonna let you go. We'll talk to you again, Mark. You're listening.
Thank
to Fish
you.
Talk
been
Radio.
A pleasure.
Thank you, Grizz.
Hold
on,
pleasure,
Grizz.
Mark.
Okay, be right back.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Want to make your drive more exciting? It starts with Shell V Power Premium Gasoline. It's Ferrari's choice for improved performance. Shell V Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. The result is the kind of performance that gives you more excitement behind the wheel. Choose Shell V Power Premium Gasoline today and let the excitement begin.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with the Grizz, of course, coming to us from the beautiful city of peace, La Paz, Baja California, sir, who's been getting a fair amount of weather this year for whatever reason. But Grizz, I'd like to introduce Kimball from Lake Comanche, and Kimball will give us a little bit better idea about where Lake Comanche is and why we should be heading that direction. Kimball?
Oh, I'm excited, John.
There you go.
Well, Kimball, I'm happy to meet you. Tell me all about it.
All right. Well, we're Lake Comanche. We're located in the Sierra foothills, probably about 45 minutes outside of Sacramento. We're probably at our elevation at the lake is about 212 feet. We have trout, catfish, bass, different varieties and stuff. And we usually generally plant the lake about 5 months out of the year. We plant lake. Ooh, let me see.
Probably some rainbows in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And actually, they had this last year, we were catching some kokanees, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
No,
so they planted some kokanee salmon in there,
well,
too?
Well, you know, they never planted any kokanee in here. We've had some for, I guess, some time. And then we also, we're right below, actually, Comanche is right below Pardee Lake. Pardee Lake is owned by East Bay Water District, and it's the East Bay Water District's drinking water in Oakland, California. And so we get all their runoff, and they get a lot of everything migrates down from there, as far as the kokanee go.
So you're getting the leftovers from above.
Yeah, the coat. Yeah, the. I mean, a lot of it. I mean, we get the runoff from Pardee because they hold a lot. I mean, that's Oakland's drinking water. It's mainly a drinking water. Like you can fish in it, but you can't really get in the water. We're right below it, and we're kind of a full recreation lake.
Mm-hmm.
We have fishing, and in the summertime, we have all the complete water sports and everything that we have here.
Now, this is a question that I have. I'm not sure if it's for Grizz or for Kimball. Kokanee, it's from my understanding, it's a landlocked red salmon. Is that what it is, Grizz?
That's him. He's the expert.
Well, no. Basically, it's known as your freshwater salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on one heck of a good fight. And they're probably. I mean, when people hear kokanee, they come from miles.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And although our trout, you know, most of the we plant Mount Lassen trout. Most of them we plant 5 months out of the year. Lake Comanche, we have a North Shore and a South Shore. We probably have close to 600 campsites, and we have a huge RV park. We specialize in, we have one park, and you have ponds on one side, and you have the lake on the other. I think one of our monument campgrounds is maybe 110 parking spots. A lot of them are 20 to 50 to 20 to 70 foot deep, so they're plenty big. We got campers come from all over and come there because they can fish. That we have, we plant one of the trout. We have a trout pond there that we plant 5 months out of the year, and then they rotate and they plant also the lake. They change different, you know, planting different sides of the marina. They put Mount Lassen trout, which are usually pound and three quarters to 2 pound trout, and then they put some trophy fish in there that are usually 3 to 7 pounds.
Okay, well, that sounds exciting to me, Grizz. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I could catch some little fish for a change.
Kimball,
normally that's the size of fish I use for bait.
There you go. We'll get some bait then. Hey, Kimball, give us some quick information on how to find you. Okay. Well, we're going to try that again. Now, again, that is Lake Comanche, and you can go to fishtalkradio.com. Right on the left-hand side on the front page is a link for that, so go ahead and check that out. It's a beautiful area. Go on up there and check it out. Right now, we're going to go to a little bit of South Central California to the Channel Islands area, and I believe we have Amy from Channel Island Sport Fishing on the line with us.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it just keeps getting better.
Amy.
Now,
I could be better if I was there fishing with you.
Yes.
Absolutely, me and you both.
Because it's storming here, Amy.
Oh.
Hey, Amy, wait a minute. I thought you invited me to go fishing.
Yeah, but I'm prettier, John. She likes my white beard.
Well, Amy, it's been a banner year in the Channel Islands area.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just kind of give a quick overview for those of us that, for those of them that don't know that much about the Channel Islands area of the coast of California. And it is a kind of a unique area because of the diversity and the confluence of currents and the type of fish that you're able to catch there.
Right, absolutely. And the islands itself, you know, it really is great fishing here. We've had a phenomenal year. It started off great with a ton of yellowtail and white sea bass and halibut, barracuda. And it's tapered off a little bit, but it's still actually really, really good.
It is. And Amy, if you could bring it up just a little bit, we'd appreciate that. It makes it easier for our engineer.
Oh, sure.
There you go.
And for me, John.
Yeah. But, of course, this year has been phenomenal. And if you're in California and you want to get into year-round now, I guess rock fishing is closed for, was it 2 months out of the year? But there's always something to catch out of Channel Island Sport Fishing. It's unique that way. Of course, it's great in the summertime, but, you know, when the water is cooler, as long as the wind's not blowing, which doesn't happen all that much, you don't have to go very far, and you're into them.
Yeah, that's right. We have great fishing up and down the beach, you know, even at the local islands, Anacapa, Santa Cruz. It is. It's phenomenal fishing here. You really can't go wrong.
Well, and also you have whale watching, too. It depends certain times of the year.
Yeah, we sure do. We do whale watching January through April, and then we do safari tours out to the islands. It's gorgeous out there. There's not much to not like.
Well, you know what? Let's go back a little bit and talk more first of all, the Santa Barbara Channel Islands, I go, okay, well, what's that? Is it a channel or what? But the Santa Barbara Channel is actually the waterway that goes between the islands and the coast off Santa Barbara. But they're kind of different because, like the coastline along Santa Barbara County, they run east and west, which is very unusual. Matter of fact, Grizz, this is a little factoid for you. The only mountain range in the North Americas, at least 50-mile contingent, is in Santa Barbara. It runs east and west.
Oh, I didn't know that, John. Thank you for that information.
You know, if you think about it, all the mountain ranges all run north and south.
Yeah.
Exactly,
but
right.
And, of course, I'll tell you the reason for that if you want to, but I don't want to sound that...
it has to do with the glacier, John?
Well, actually, you know what it is? It's the the continental plates as they shift, the amount of granite up in Yosemite, it actually pushed the land out in that direction. So, anyway,
pretty
but, yeah, of course,
smart, John.
Amy, this
all this year, I didn't know you were so smart.
Well, Amy, this is probably before you were born. But anyway.
Don't say anything, John. Don't go there.
But what happens, it created, you know, with the Santa Barbara Channel Islands, there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, was it 6? But the ones that you normally would go to right in front of you is Anacapa.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit past that is Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa and San Miguel. And you can reach those islands from your facility without traveling all that far.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We do it every day.
Every day. Okay. Now, is there any difference, say, between fishing the closest island like Anacapa and the most further out, which would be Santa Rosa and San Miguel?
Absolutely. Yeah. I prefer to fish the outer islands. It's a longer trip, and it can be a little bit of a long boat ride, but the quality and quantity of fish is a little bit different, yeah. Even if you go a little bit further, like San Nicolas Island, it's phenomenal fishing, and they've just recently changed a couple of the laws, so now you can keep different kind of fish, and it's great fishing at Nicolas. If you ever get the chance to go out there, I highly recommend it.
I have never been there, but it certainly is on my list, and it's a pretty good shot from your place, isn't it? What is it, about, 60, 70 miles, something like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a boat ride, but it's phenomenal. It's worth it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a neat little island. It's got a lot of history behind it, too. So.
Right. Well, it's just not much more than a rock, is it?
You know, I think it's a Navy base.
Well, I know they used it for a target range for a while.
Right.
That's
the Island of the Blue Dolphin, that book that you read in school forever ago, is actually based off of things that happened on that island forever ago. So,
well, Grizz, there's more and more reasons for you to come up this direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to meet her. I want to go fishing. She has such a sweet voice on the phone.
Well,
I want her to take me fishing.
Just be careful because she looks even better than she sounds. But
I want to make a television show with her and I fishing.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Amy, is your face red yet?
It is.
Oh, good.
But anyway,
Channel Island sport fishing is unique in that way because of the location and the proximity, and it's so easy and so inexpensive. Yeah, you get a lot of people coming up from Los Angeles and then, of course, up and down the coast. But let's go ahead and get some information about the landing itself and how to get in touch with you.
Sure. You can give us a call here at the landing, 805-382-1612, or you can book your spots online at ciscos.com.
Ciscos.com. That's a real easy one.
It is. Make it easy for you.
Okay. Well, Amy, we'd really appreciate you joining in with us today. It's been delightful, and I hope Grizz didn't bother you too much.
Not at all. I love it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Okay. Well, Grizz, we got just a real quick segue into the break coming up, and then you and I are going to spend a couple of minutes. And as usual, we don't have a clue what we're going to talk about. Well, let's put it this way. I know you know what you're talking about. I just don't know what it's going to be.
That's the way it is, John. It just comes out.
Well, let's talk real quickly, and then we'll talk about something else when we come back from the break. Let's talk real quickly about Adventures South of the Border. Well, no, I guess not. We'll talk about it when we come back. We've only got 30 seconds. But if you want to go to...
Yeah, it's going to take me longer than that to tell you about it.
Okay, ASOB Online. And then, of course, you can pick up Fish Talk Radio multitudes of places all over the internet in podcasts and downloads. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. Be right back.